Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery. I'm Dave Kapp, along with my partner, Harold Feely.
We're going to
bring
Kimmy.
You some sectional baseball this evening here in Fort Recovery.
Yes,
And we got the Waynesfield Goshen boys came to town here tonight on a drippy evening. And
yes, sir.
Let's see if we can't make fast work out of this tonight, Pods.
Boy, that'd be a perfect idea.
Yeah, we got Rex Leverett on the mound. I'm thinking coach is probably thinking, you know, this team may not be the strongest.
Exactly.
That we're going to face, and we want to keep Garks, and we obviously want to keep Alex. And,
yeah, if we can, that'd be good.
You know, to face the Crestview boys. So,
Yep, absolutely.
I think I totally get the understanding here of what Coach Eink is thinking, and hopefully Rex can go out and throw a good ball game, and we can get the bats on the ball. We did last night.
Yeah, actually hit the ball real well last night. He scored a bunch of runs.
We took care of Spencerville, the Bearcats, last night, 11-1 here in six innings, I think they were kind of in the same boat, though, Fee. They didn't show their best arms last night. I think Reese started the game for us. I don't know who finished it for us.
I wasn't sure either.
But in the end, Indians pick up a victory last night and move on to 9-11, I think we are.
9-11, they got us at, yep.
Yep, 9-11. And
these games now, I think, you know, back when your brother Jerry coached, you know, You're trying to pick up games just to keep playing, and get your hitting and keep that stuff. I mean, the scores don't really matter. I mean, I feel like Spencerville came in there the same way we did. You know,
they just wanted to get a game in.
Now's not the time to be in the gym, you know, practicing. So let's get out and play games.
Wanted to play games, and I look forward to the Indians hopefully getting off to a quick start tonight with their bats and I'm looking here at the pitcher for Goshen, and it is Landon DeWitt, and I don't know if he's a senior or what we got. Yep, he is a senior hurler for the old Goshen boys.
Yep.
So we'll see what they have to offer for us tonight, and, you know, I think that we're one of those teams, so we're two games below .500, but we certainly have a pitching staff that can shut you down.
Absolutely.
And as long as we can score some runs,
yeah,
we might be a little bit of a...
We're that team that nobody wants to play.
I don't think they're going to be chomping at the bit to play the Fort Recovery boys. So
yeah,
but first things first, we got to take care of Goshen.
Yep, we can't overlook anybody. We got to get this one done. And actually, Rex Leverett, the last time he was on the mound was last Thursday, and he pitched really well.
Yeah, threw the ball good.
So I have no problem with him playing today and pitching today. And big senior coming at it strong, and hope we can throw in a shutout and quick five innings.
Absolutely. Let me go over the starting lineups here first for the Fort Recovery Indians. Going to be leadoff, and out in center field is Troy Homan. Alex Deuce will be batting second. He'll be at shortstop. Caden Homan will be our DH, batting third. Alex Garkey will be at second base. He will be batting fourth. Reese Wendell will be out in left field like normal. He'll be batting fifth. Caden Greasy will be over at the third base side. He'll be batting sixth. Gavin Fowler will be at home at first base, batting seventh. Rick Stovey behind the plate. He'll be batting eighth, and Rex Leverett will be batting ninth. And on the mound, Sage Wendell will be out in right field, and Caden will be batting for him. For the Waynesfield Goshen boys, it's Jace Kaufman. He'll be at second base. No, I'm sorry. He'll be behind the plate in the number two spot. Dalton Jordan will be out in center field, batting second. Landon DeWitt, he is the pitcher. He'll be batting third. Garrett Stump will be at shortstop, batting fourth. Layden Porter will be out in left field. He'll be batting fifth. Jay Carter will be at first base, batting sixth. Troy Spencer will be at third base, batting seventh. Keegan McKercher will be the DH tonight for... Who is that, Coach? Coach Josh Spencer. And Reed Waitman will be out in right field, batting ninth. And those are the starting lineups for the two squads here tonight. Coaches are out there talking things over with the umpires. We'll take a quick break.
Quick break.
And we'll be back soon for the first pitch.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsight Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we can take care of all your healthcare needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Battlegrounds. Getting ready for sectional game one here tonight. Fork Every Indians against the Waynefield Goshen Tigers. Indians out there on the old ball field getting ready for the first pitch. And I just look for the Indians to come out hopping tonight.
I hope so. I hope they come out hot and just crashing the ball. That'd be fun. Mr. Leverett be tough on the mound here and shut him down and let us get up here and start business.
Well, the important thing here is I think, you know, Coach would definitely like to see him go the distance. I don't know if he will, but if he gives us five solid innings, you never know. If we can get the bats going, it might all be up to me.
That's exactly right. That's what we're hoping. A little rain didn't hurt us too bad. Diamond looks pretty good.
Never thought in a million years we'd be playing ball tonight.
I didn't think we had a chance either.
Weather people are, I'm telling you. I don't get it either. In the next 30 hours, you will have somewhere between an inch and a half and an inch and three-quarter. We got 12 drops. Maybe it's still coming. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully we get this game in, and then it can come.
Yeah, let it rain. Certainly hadn't used our irrigation system much so far, have we?
No, absolutely not.
Mowing grass every other day.
Yep. That's for sure.
Did new grass come up around your place?
It's coming.
I believe that. They hit it perfect.
That's absolutely perfect. That timed out exactly the way we wanted.
It's too bad we didn't get the old rocks out of there and got that all. And then you'd have been done.
I got them out.
Oh, did you get them out?
Yeah, we got it.
Billy
got out there with the tractor.
Attaboy, Bill.
Now I just got to get figured out how to spread her. Spread her, seed her, and away we go.
Perfect. All right, we're getting ready for pitch number one. It's going to be Jace Kaufman leading off for the Tigers, followed by Dalton Jordan and Landon DeWitt.
All right.
The senior, Rex Leverett.
A senior. One of seven seniors for the Indians.
Absolutely.
Five seniors for the Waynefield Goshen Tigers.
First pitch comes in, and he rips it in the dugout and kills five of our players.
I was going to say that ball. He was way out in front of that.
Holy smokes.
Turned and pulled it right into the dugout. That had to wake them up down there.
Well, they weren't awake before. They are now.
They are now. Here we go.
Here comes 0-1. Pitch taken a little high. One ball, one strike.
Goshen comes in with a record of 8-8.
500, yeah.
500.
And swung on and hit back to the screen. Rexy's up in front. One ball, two strikes.
Winner of this game goes to Crestview.
We never got to play him. I think so. We never got to play him. It got rained out. I don't think we ever rescheduled it. Never got to see what the Knights had up there. But
I guarantee you're going to have a good ball club.
Swing and a miss. Nice pitch. Climb the ladder boy, Rexy. Right there. One up, one down.
Rexy starts out with a big K.
I got a pen that don't work.
That ain't no good. I got one over here.
I got one now.
Red, ew. Don't want that.
One up, one down. The old K swinging. There's a swing in the
swing. It's
a piece of it.
Hey, I'll give them. They're aggressive. They're swinging at everything.
Yep. Might as well, right? Get up there and take a rip at it.
Got to swing, get a hit.
Comes 0-1. There's a ground ball. Looks like it's going to be a tailor-made ground ball over to Garks. He comes up, fires over to Fowler, and that's going to be out number two.
Quick little 4-3.
Nice work right there. Okay, that's
so
the second
far,
time
so
I
good.
Grabbed the pen that don't work. He's going in the trash.
He gone.
Landon DeWitt steps in. Garrett Stump on deck for the Tigers. Rex taking business. Taking care of business so far here.
So far, so good.
Top of the first. That one's above the helmet of the young man up there.
Reese Guggenbiller working on his seventh hot dog right now. Putting on a record.
Look at that down there.
It's unbelievable. By the way, this is Dime a Dog Night.
It is Dime a Dog Night. So yes, if you haven't had supper and you got 40 cents, you can come out here and get stuffed.
You can absolutely eat till you puke.
comes the 2-0. That one swung on, ground ball down the line. It's going to be foul.
Foul ball, just a little. That's going to be a tough play for him, Mary Calvin.
He was going to have to put everything behind it to get it there.
That's a slow roller down there.
It was one of them high choppers. And man, we had the perfect sight of that one. That was just foul.
Just a smidge.
Two balls in the strike, two away here, top of the first inning, no score. Curveball gets right past him.
We actually pitched against Versailles last week and had, I think, 7 or 8 strikeouts. The team had 12. We had a great night. But as many strikeouts as we had, we still couldn't win.
Couldn't win the game.
Couldn't score.
Like the Reds.
Reds are a little struggling right now.
Wow. About a week ago, you said, man, the Reds are in funk.
Look good. Yeah, no. Well, it's
can't get out of it. Ooh, got him right there. Nice job, Rex. 3 up, 3 down for old Rex. We'll move to the bottom of the first. No score here in Fort Recovery.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Elizabeth Hardings.
Caden Sutter.
Abe Seifring.
Kenzie Clark.
Arwen Beitler.
Alex Evers.
Drew Ben.
Allison Kanacki.
Brent Stallman.
Kennedy Irvin.
Nate Judy.
Seth Rammel.
Liberty Pullman.
Chloe Bob.
Lucas Atchison.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
We are back here at LeFever Complex. Looking for the Indians to get on the board here in the first, bottom of the first inning. Rex Leverett took care of business in the top half of the inning. And looks like our first three hitters are going to be Troy Homan, Alex Deuce, and Caden Homan. And many more, hopefully.
Hey, let's bat around first inning. I hope you run out of ink.
Umpire coming out to talk to the pitcher. Probably getting, telling him he can go and get back and clean his hands because it's a little muddy out there on the mound.
Number 11.
Looks like they got some shoe cleaners out there, and hopefully everything works good.
Yeah, they'll have to keep the old ball dry. I don't know if it's actually still sprinkling. Was it sprinkling when you came in?
I don't think. I think
really
about
can't
done.
See it. If it's, we can't see it, it ain't very hard.
No. First pitch is a ball high from Landon DeWitt, senior for Waynesfield Goshen. Ground ball. By the first baseman. That's a base hit for Troy. He's going to go for two.
Go, Troy. Got to go.
Flying into second base.
Baby.
Safe. Good hustle by Troy Homan. Good leadoff. Double for the senior.
And he pulled that baby right down the line, exactly what we wanted. Now, what are we going to do?
We got Alex Deuce.
Yeah, we're going to bunt him over.
We're going to bunt or we're going to just.
Already got him in scoring position.
Take a rip. I said, take a rip out.
I agree.
Let's get him in with a base hit here.
Let's have a big, crazy inning right off the bat.
I like it. I like thinking. Deucey steps in. Almost certain if we get the win tonight, he'll probably get the ball.
Oh, I would have to think so.
Against
the Knights.
The Knights of Crestview.
Actually, if we go up there Friday night, they're press box is
oop, tried to bunt, didn't get her down
about where our wooden fence is.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah.
I do remember
down
that.
Down the right field.
Way the heck down the alley field.
Need binoculars to see who's up. Come on, Deucey.
Deucey? Bounces. They bounce one in.
Crazy stuff. We get to the old sectional baseball. It won't be long. Jubilee will be here.
Man. Man, it's been a fast year.
We played golf once.
Got one round in. That's right. Something here, right? Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. A little outside. DeWitt faces Deuce. Shot to shortstop. One hopper. Throw over. Got him. Bounced it. Troy going to try to get there. Moves to third on the throw. He's there.
Wow, hey,
so Deucey did get him over. Just didn't
do Deucey quite, hit it hard. Hit a bump hit a one way, hopper. Cherry hop right to the shortstop. Shortstop looks Troy back.
Did a nice job.
Yeah, fires to first. And Troy decided to take off. And I tell you, it was a gutsy play because a good throw from that first baseman. He's dead meat.
He'd have been in trouble there, yeah.
At this
Kane Holman comes up, the sophomore. Been hitting the ball pretty good. Hope we get him an RBI right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's
get her out of the infield, big boy.
Yeah, because I got a hunch. A little fly ball out there. Troy's going to make him throw, make a good throw and good catch and everything. So,
Kate takes her a little high. Ball one. Troy Homan has got one dirty uniform going
right
now.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Shot. Hit hard up the middle, and it is over the head of the center fielder. Troy will score easy. Caden rolling around first, heading to second. He'll pull in with a stand-up RBI double.
I tell you what, that young man out in center field had he didn't think it was hit that hard.
I don't think he did either. Yeah, he kind of came in.
Yeah, he made about three steps in him and like, ugh.
He says, whoops, I'm in trouble.
Coach is going to be mad.
So we got a couple doubles here, and we got to run. 6-3, one out there. We come. Alex Garkey comes to the plate.
Now batting number 44, Alex Garkey.
What do you think, Caden? Look at Caden. He's out in the grass.
He's way out there. Holding him a little. Alex takes ball one.
Man, that pitch looked good.
Or ball two. Actually, did look good.
I think it's his first pitch, right?
Yeah, it was ball one. They left one on there. There's a windup and a pitch. Ball down. Caden didn't get on that one too good.
Yeah, should have been on third on that one. There's no doubt about that.
He rolled right by the catcher, but he didn't see it, I don't think, because he got a late start. But you don't want to get thrown out of third base, second out.
That tends to make coaches mad, too.
Not real happy, yeah. Ground ball right at the third baseman. Throw over to first. He's got him.
Pretty good second out right in.
Nice play by the third
baseman. Two good plays by the infielders here for the Goshen boys.
That's going to bring Reese Wendell to the plate. Reese is going to try to get him in here. Need a base hit. Need Caden to get a good jump. Two down. 1-0. Indians lead it. There's a strike.
Reese Wendell could easily drive this bad boy out there past the outfielders.
Yeah, I think, too, the outfielders aren't playing real deep.
That left fielder's shallow.
Get a hold of one and run. Shot right by the shortstop. Caden's crowning third. You got to score him.
You got to get your horses on, brother.
Ah. Oh, look. Oh, he didn't look. Wow. Wendell's got a base hit, and he moves up to second on the throw. Home.
I'm going to pick on your nephew a little bit.
That wasn't very good running there.
That should have been easy. He should have been on third to begin with.
He gave up on it. Once Coach Hank slowed him down, but the ball got away from the catcher.
Yeah.
He was halfway home. Could have went. Oh, well.
We'll forgive him.
Let's get him in
base
here.
Set right here.
Let's get Mr. Greasy just to knock these two in, and we won't worry about it. Big base hit for Reese Wendell. Good to see him hitting the ball hard again.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, what I'm seeing here in this first inning is everybody's put the bat on the ball.
Everybody's hitting it. That's good. Strike. Evens the count of 1-1, two outs. Indians lead it 1-0. Got a couple base runners on second and third. Caden Greasy's your hitter. Looking for a couple RBIs here. Swing and a miss.
Swinging for the moon there, baby.
Yeah, he was going for the big one.
That was a cut.
One ball, two strikes. Got to protect now. Got to get him in here somehow. Find a hole.
We had a little blooper.
Yeah, we'll take anything. C and I hit anything. Ball high. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes.
He's got first base open. He's liable to throw him another one and try to chase him.
Get him chase that high one. Gavin Fowler on deck for the Indians. He'd love to have a shot at this. Popped into right field. Right fielder backing up a little bit, legging up, and he's got it for the third out. Indians leave a couple on base, get three hits on the inning, and then did score a run after one complete. Indians lead it 1-0.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, welcome back to the old battlegrounds. Getting ready for the top of the second inning. It's going to be 4-5-6, Stump, Porter, and Carter. First three batters for the Tigers. Garrett Stump steps in. Shortstop. Whoa. Pulls that baby down
right
and it kills.
Right over the top of us.
That's over two fences.
Yep. That's a heading way out there.
Still going.
That baby might be still going.
That one's hit well out towards the gap in right center, and that's going to go all the way to the wall. He is going around first, head towards second. Quick throw in by Sage Wendell, and he's going to do a head-first dive into second base. A leadoff double for Garrett Stump.
Goshen's first hit. First runner.
I sure as heck hope that that run we left on the field last inning doesn't come back and bite us.
I know. Yeah, we can't have any mistakes.
Tournament time, we're done learning.
Done learning, that's exactly right. You got to know what you're doing there.
All right, Layden Porter steps in. Jay Carter on deck.
All right.
Number eight left fielder here for the Goshen Tigers. Wonder what they were thinking driving through the rain all the way here for an hour.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Ooh, check swing, going to pull it down the line, fair ball. Oh, great catch by Reese Wendell.
Wow.
I tell you what, that's a big-time catch out there by Wendell.
That was on the line.
He covered a lot of ground and slid and scooped. And
wow.
How about that, Phil?
Great play there. I tell you what, that's what we need.
Now batting number 25.
Really kind of surprised the kid at second base wasn't farther off the bag than that.
Yeah, I thought it was going to drop.
I thought it was going to drop, too. Well, it should have.
Yeah, that was a great play. All right, that brings up Jay Carter, big number 25, first baseman for the Goshen boys. He takes the first pitch. He hits it hard out towards Sage Wendell in right field. Sage gets it.
Got it.
And he's firing it in quickly, and that's going to keep the runner at second base. Nice job by Sage Wendell.
Good job, Sage Wendell. Outfield looking good here this inning.
Yeah, how about that?
Couple big plays.
Rexy's like, hey, what the heck?
My man. Nice yeah, I'll just let these guys hit it. My defense looks pretty good tonight.
I'm a pretty good pitcher.
I'm a great pitcher. Great pitcher when they catch everything.
All right, Troy Spencer steps in, the third baseman.
Two down. Let's get out of here, Rexy. What the heck? We'll just leave that guy right there.
That one's in the dirt. Nice job by Riggs Toby behind the plate.
Nice block. Rexy's been great all year. Not too many guys run on him either.
I did a game, and who caught? Did a nice job back here.
Oh, Mason Diller, probably.
Oh, yeah, it's Mason Diller. That's exactly
there's
right.
There's a good
nice pitch by Rexy. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. Two away. Indians 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. One comes in there. There's a ground ball up the middle. Going to be fielded by nice Alex Yarkey on the... And he's safe.
Called him safe.
Alex fields the ball on the shortstop side of second base. Backhands it, turns and fires.
Gavin Fowler's holding the ball like, can we appeal that? Because I think I got him.
Gavin thinks he got him on the swoop tag, and they're going to say safe now. Coach Hank's going to come out and talk to the umpire and see if we can't get it.
It looked like he made the tag, and it was a tough spot for him to see where he was at. So
yeah,
doing the right thing.
He's going to go up. He's going to talk to the home plate umpire and see what the home plate umpire has to say.
Such a quick tag. I doubt he's going to make a call. But
well, yeah. I'll
tell you what. By the looks of, you can usually tell by the kids. But Gavin looked like I hit him.
Yeah, Gavin thought he had him. It was a super nice backhand by Garks, and then a good fire over to first. It was just
a little off the bag.
Yeah, it was a home plate side of the bag, and he did a good job of. Stay safe.
No. Well, at least they talked it over, and Coach Hank gave a shot anyhow.
Well, I'm going to give it a base hit, I think, because
I think you got
play.
To. And actually, Alex saved us a run there by making that play. Otherwise, it gets in the end, into the outfield. That's a
run. No question.
Kid at second had a huge jump. Well, let's get out of this.
All right, so Keegan McKercher comes up, senior DH. He's DHing for Rocky Cummings, second baseman. First pitch is taken low for a ball.
Down in the dirt. Got to be a wall back here, Riggsy.
There is a high hopper.
Got time, Kate.
Take your time there,
Greasy.
Here, fires over to first and makes the play. So, high hopper down to Caden Greasy. He scoops it up, fires over to Fowler for out number three. So the Indians get out of that jam. We're through 1.5 complete. 1-0 Indians.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Aiden Heikamp.
Colton Brunswick.
Ella Weskertus.
Maya Breen.
Michael Lauks.
Ellie Will.
Kiana Matsuda.
Jack Barger.
Christian Marshall.
Jenna Hart.
Holly Fortman.
Ella Kramer.
Receivers.
Addison Jenkins.
Tegan Fortkamp.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Reese, when is it? Saturday? Or Sunday? Sunday, you're ready to go, buddy. Done.
Got a pass.
Graduate.
Got a pass first. You pass, Googs? They're actually going to give you that diploma?
They're going to give it to
you. Did you pass?
Boy. Got her done. He said, no problem.
Good work.
Leading off for the Indians will be Gavin Fowler, another senior. Ball a little outside. 1-1.
Come on, Gabby.
Bounces one up there. Umpire says, I'm not giving you any more calls because you just got me killed. Catcher missed the ball, but hit him right in the gut.
St. Henry last night had a their first baseman, I know it was a Suderman boy, had a rocket hit to him. Came up and hit him in the old
3-1.
Hit him in the family jewels.
Ooh, ouch.
Took him to the emergency room.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
not good at all. Know. Ball four, Gavin gets him, works him a walk. He'll head down to first base with our first base runner in the second inning.
All right, let's have a big crooked number here. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, Riggsy. Riggsy Toby is our man. Base on balls. All righty. Where are your base on balls here? Can I be on?
Shows a bunt. Bunts that baby over the screen and out to the parking lot.
Got under a little bit.
First walk of the game, actually, Pete.
Yeah. Yep. Pulls it back, fires down to first. Woo! Gavin got might have been sleeping there a little bit.
Gavin might want to think about getting the old jersey dirty.
He might want to get back in there a little bit quicker. Nice throw by the catcher.
He's laughing down there now. He's
yeah. There's the bunt down the first baseline.
Good bunt by
Riggs. Sacrifice. Done well.
That was one of them, if it was a little bit harder.
Yeah, they'd have a shot.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
He got by that first base. That puts Gavin up to second base. Rex Laverette's coming up. Trying to help himself here. So far, no runs in two innings by the senior pitcher. Gavin Fowler, pretty good lead out there at second base. Strike called.
Guy likes his curveball.
Yeah, he does. Rex hit that hard.
Center fielder.
Center fielder's got a beat, though. Oh, he dropped it. I think he dropped it.
He did drop it.
Yes,
he did
sir.
Drop
they called
it. The umpire
safe.
Called it safe.
Now, that's an error.
Well, that would be the biggie.
That one I will
give. I was riding his.
Oh, yeah, he had that. Just dropped it right out. Now
batting. That's unbelievable.
Put Rexy on first. Gavin Stills at second base. We got us an error. Do we have errors? You could do it. You'll do
I don't
errors.
Think. Yeah, I usually do. I just didn't have it on there. You can put the big E on there.
Put an E on that, baby.
That definitely was an error.
There it was. Leadoff hitter Troy Holman hit a rocket down the first base line. Got a double to lead this game off, and he got the only run.
Yeah, look where the first baseman's standing out now.
He's still giving him all that. Giving him all that run. Troy with a base hit. Come on, Gavin. Base hit into left center. Gavin's coming in. He'll be safe. Throw down to third. Nope, he held it. Nice job by
Troy Holman, two for two. Up. There you go, boy.
That's what you do, senior. Get her done. Base hit. Let's score, Gavin. Let's put Rexy. Moved up to third base on the throw. Nice job. Nice running.
Yeah, Rexy was paying attention as soon as that ball
yes,
was going over
was.
The cutoff. He
did
was
a great
heading
job.
To third.
First and third here, I would predict. Maybe Troy's going to take off.
Well, he can't get any dirtier.
Nope. He's as dirty as it gets. Alex Deuce is your hitter.
Might as well
give her a shot. Dive into second.
That'd make a great commercial. She gets that white again. She is the miracle worker. Michelle?
Ball Ulo.
I'd wash that separate.
She's got her work cut out for her this time.
Just let him sleep in it tonight.
Yep.
Then she'd have to do the bed and everything.
Do it all. He going.
Yeah, he's getting the lead.
Yes,
there he goes.
He did. Easy. Throw down to third, and there's catch. And third baseman had no idea on that one. Here comes Troy. He's going to come all the way from first into third. There on the throw.
Yeah, I don't think third baseman caught the sign there from the catcher.
He didn't throw a rocket. He threw it right down the third. Nobody was there.
You see the look on his face.
Yeah, third baseman was like, what's going on?
He just looked over like, dude, is somebody supposed to catch it?
Rexy moved
that
up.
That would be you.
Troy moved all the way to third. And that's another error. Don't really know how to put it on the book. Don't really have to, I don't think.
No, but that's definitely an error.
Alex, looking to get an RBI here. Shortstop, senior shortstop of the Indians. Takes a strike, two balls, two strikes. He didn't think so, but umpire begged to differ.
I do like this umpire.
Come
back
on, four.
Here.
Got him.
Got him on the curveball.
Kind of froze him with that curveball there. He stood there, okay, looking.
This umpire is not the delay umpire that we're used to.
No, he calls it. I like that, too.
He's got his mind made up before it's there, I think.
Caden Holman looking for another RBI. He had one the first time up. Had a double over the center fielder's head. Hits one high.
Tower.
Fielder coming under. He's got it. That ends the inning.
Good inning.
Flies out to number 8, I believe.
Pick up a couple runs, strand one.
Yep. After two complete innings, now lead it 3-0.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, welcome back to the Battlegrounds. Getting ready for the top of the third inning. Indians got themselves an early 3-0 lead, Fee. And
I like it.
I say we just keep building on it. We need Rex to go out there and just keep hammering down. And
that's exactly right. Don't let off the gas.
Don't give them freebies.
Nope.
Don't give them free outs. And
make them earn everything.
Yep, make them work.
And if we do that, I think we're going to be fine.
It definitely raining.
Yeah.
Definitely raining. Everybody still got their umbrellas up. Field's getting kind of tacky.
Getting a little tacky. Had to do a little road work on the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, we did.
In between innings.
Put a little sawdust out there, tried to dry her up. All right, Reed Waitman, the number 9 hole hitter. He's going to lead it off for the Goshen boys. Swings.
Big swing and a miss.
Yeah, big cut. Comes up a little empty. No balls, one strike. We get through Waitman, we'll roll back to the top. Jace Kaufman, he's on deck, swing and a miss. All right, Rexy, climb the old ladder here. I don't think he's going to chase after us.
Nope. Sit down. That's a nice pitch. Frozen.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Absolutely.
So out number one here in the third inning, third strikeout so far by Rex. And we'll go to Jace Kaufman, who struck out swinging to lead the game off. According to the old book, we got to get through these.
Ooh, there's a strike.
Nice off-speed pitch right there. Their 4, 5, and 6 guys are the ones that hurt us there in the second inning. We held them scoreless, but they got 3 hits that inning.
They did get some hits. Ball out. Well, shout out to Chuck Etzler's listening to us tonight. Cabby?
Charlie listening?
Yes, sir. Said the Coldwater game got canceled, so turned there's on the old FRR. Listen to us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. bunt attempt right there. He fouls that baby off to the screen. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff man, Jace Kaufman.
Rexy?
Oh, swing and a miss. Got him on the old ball. Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie got him.
Back-to-back K-burgers for the old Rex man.
That a boy, Rexy.
Out number two. Strikeout number four. And that's going to bring Dalton Jordan to the plate. Dalton grounded out to Jake Garkey. Or Jake Garkey. Grounded out to Jake's boy.
He grounded Jake. Jake missed it, I guarantee you.
Oh, that one hurt. It's going to come off of Riggsy's knee bone maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that sounded like that hurt. Kind of attempted to
umpire
bunt
go
there,
out.
But it wasn't a very good attempt. And
talk to Rex, and Rex is kind of laughing like, you know, yeah, didn't mean to throw that in the dirt.
Yep.
Definitely a strike. There's no doubt about it. Riggsy's shakes her off. Was his left leg.
Yeah, that one hurt a little
still
bit.
Still bending that puppy.
I think
still
the old,
wiggling him a little bit.
I think he did that bunt went right where his eyes were at, because it came and just clunked him.
I hate that.
That hurt. But he's a tough kid. He'll shake her off.
Oh, yeah. He's
ready to go.
A lot tougher than his dad.
Oh, yeah.
All right, he steps back in there. This time he takes a swing at it, and he's going to hit a high chopper. Nice play. Oh,
bobbled it.
And Caden's the old back. Wet ball. The old wet ball got Caden right there. It was a high chopper, and he played it well. He came in and charged
it. He's not happy with that one.
Spun right out of his glove. And
it sure did.
I'm going to give that the E to 5.
Yeah,
that was a play he should have made.
E5. He can make that play. All right. Got two outs. Still in good shape here. Rexy, work your way out of this thing.
That one's in the dirt. Nice block by Riggs.
Nice job by Riggsy. Kind of tried
Landon
to aim DeWitt. That one there.
Yep, Landon DeWitt, your batter.
The pitcher. Landon's trying to help himself. Oh, my, that's a late time.
That was a late time, and I'm telling you.
Ooh, the wet conditions, that's not a very good job.
That Jordan kid is getting a crazy lead down there. I think it's going to be time for
maybe a little throw.
Well, Riggs is going to have to drop that glove or something, because
you got a pretty good one.
There he goes.
Fouled it off.
Hit and run was on.
Yep. Trying to slap it into the right side there, but didn't get it. Fouled it off.
Coach Kopp would always watch those guys that take off, and I'll watch this kid take his lead. He brings his feet together, almost steps across his feet. So every time he does it, see, watch. He almost brings them together.
Yep.
Didn't do it quite as much there, but there's a quick throw over.
I got him back a little bit. He definitely was heading, but I think that was a hit and run.
So. Yeah, I think hit and run was on. All right, one ball, one strike, two away here. Top of the third, Indians got a 3-0 lead over the Waynesfield Goshen.
Yes, sir.
Tigers. There's a strike right there taken all the way by DeWitt.
One, two. How about you sit him down yourself here?
Yeah.
22.
The old hat trick of strikeouts here this year. He
Bang,
does. Nice job.
That a boy.
Rexy strikes out the sides. Sandwich a little air in there. They strand one, but we got 2.5 in the books. Indians up 3-0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
H. Kagan Miller.
Matthew Romer.
Alex Deuce.
Marissa Shane.
Katie Burns.
Easton Hoying.
Brittany Tubby.
Brooklyn Myrick.
Gavin Fowler.
Autumn Judy.
Sage Lutholden.
Isaac Brockman.
Austin Steinbrenner.
Lydia Colling.
Austin Hartnagel.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
All righty, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Bottom of the third inning. Indians lead it 3-0. Leading off will be Alex Garkey.
Followed by Reese Swindle
and Caden Greasy.
We scored one in the first, two in the second. You know, that means we should score three here.
Three more. You got to keep going. Progressive.
Yeah, I think. Progressive pot.
Progressive pot. Let's go. Alex grounded out to the third baseman. He made a nice play on him. His first time up.
Hit the ball hard.
Did. Takes ball one. Steps into the box. Pitcher winds, throws. Hit him in the back. Alex says, I'm going down to first. All righty.
Glad to hear a little noise out of our dugout.
Yeah,
it's been quiet.
Noise down there.
It's been quiet.
I
came over and watched the JV game.
Reese Wendell, the hitter.
Our JVs, they never shut up in that dugout.
They're talking loud.
Yeah, they are. Jabbering fools.
Benny Will did a nice job with them this year. I think they had a great season. Squares the bunt, misses the and he throws down to first. Alex, you're in trouble. Oh, no, he got it.
Might have hit him.
Hit him on a foot. Knocked the ball out of the way, and he ends up getting to second base. We'll take it. Reese Wendell tried to bunt, didn't get it down, and Alex got hung out in between there. But
Coach Ike says, dude, you got to wait for him to bunt it.
Yeah, he might want to make sure.
It's not automatic.
It's not, no doubt. Strike. Reese Wendell, base hit first time up.
Finding himself in the hole here, down 0-2.
Yes, he is. Got a battle back here. Need a big hit. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Yeah, pulled the string on him a little bit. He was out in front.
Kate swinging. That's the first out of the inning. Brings Caden Greasy to the plate. Caden hit a ball hard to the left fielder first time up. Flied out. Indians looking for a hit to get another run. Gavin Fowler on deck. Ball outside.
I think the kid chomping at the bit to get up there to bat is probably Troy Homer, 2-for-2.
Well, he's hot. He hit the ball hard both times. Throw down. There he goes. Out into center field. Not sure that one might have bounced off his back.
Kirk's beat the hell out here on this at bat.
One off his leg, one off his back.
Get drills at the plate. Calling a balk.
They called it a balk. Yep. Alex is going to move down to third. On the balk. Caden, you just got to get him in here somehow.
Fly ball.
Waynesfield
ground ball.
Staying back. They're not looking like they're going to move in, so they're going to give him a run.
Well, I would have to think at this point, at least.
I would think they'd move in the corners, but they're not moving anybody.
Yeah. Second baseman's creeping in. Shortstop's there. Comes the third baseman.
Took him a little while, but. Alex, big lead down third. Trying to draw a throw. Ball inside. Three balls, no strikes to Caden Greasy. Junior third baseman for the Indians. Ball high. He walks.
Pitcher's not getting as much leg into that throw right now. It seems like he's doing a lot of just with his arm. And
I wonder if that conditions might be driving him crazy a little bit, too.
Maybe. Looks like Coach is going to come out and talk to him a little bit.
Puts him on first and third. Gavin Fowler's going to be your hitter. Got to have a little powwow on the mound here with the coach.
Coach Spencer coming out to talk to his pitcher and see what his pitcher's thinking. I'm sure he noticed the same thing. He's just
struggling a little bit.
Just with that arm. Crappy evening here in the old fort.
Yeah, just one of them rains that just kind of drive you crazy.
This is what we played St. Henry in that night.
Same thing?
Same thing.
Yep. That turned out pretty good, though, for the Indians.
The Indians won that 2-0.
Yes, they did.
You know, looking at the finals of the MAC, obviously, Verzales and Minster.
Tied her up.
Yeah, they tied her up at 8-1. And, you know, Verzales 22-4 and Minster 20-5. Those are good teams. Coldwater 6-3, 21-4 overall. That tells you right there how tough the MAC is.
Yes, sir. Indians ended up finishing 4-5, 6 in the. There's a strike. Gavin takes the first one.
Well, with one away, you'd have to think Greasy's going to take off here.
I would think so, yes. In fact, I don't even know if anyone's going to hold him on.
First baseman ain't holding him on.
He's just playing. Second baseman's a mile away. There he goes. Up, up, up. He is up. Moves him to second and third.
It's a crazy question, but why wouldn't that first baseman hold him on there, Fee?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what he's doing there either. There's a strike.
Come on, Gabby. Drive him in here. Drive him in. Come on.
We need a big hit. One ball, two strikes. One out. We need to get a hit here. We got runners, two runners in scoring position here. Need a big base hit out of you, Gavin. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop made a nice play. But he'll get a run out of it. Fielder's choice.
Put her in play. Make things happen. That's what happens. And
fielder's choice gets him an RBI. Moves Caden Greasy down to third.
Caden over
two
third.
Outs. Now batting number 12,
Riggs, Toby. Come on, Riggsy. Come on,
Riggsy,
now.
Riggsy, we could use another one. Ball a little high. Score's now 4-0, Indians. Caden Greasy, we could use an old pass ball or something, too. Get Caden in there.
Caden coming down the line pretty hard.
Yes, he is. He's looking for that ball to get by him.
I watched the Reds last night, so who's this Mike Ford?
I don't know. I've seen that.
Who's that dude?
I don't know. He's like a – isn't he like a journeyman or something?
Beats the heck out of me. See him come up there? Mike Ford, Raz. Who is Mike Ford? Batting for the Reds last night. Had a triple off the wall.
Got one off the wall. Whew, that was a good pitch.
Yeah, that was.
Riggsy?
Come on, 12. Come on, 12.
I think it's two balls and a strike.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think it's 2-1.
Strike at the knees. Evens the count 2-2. Go on, Riggs.
Oh, he hit that hard.
Hit that hard and high.
Get out of
floating
here.
Floating back, but not enough. Nice play by the left fielder. Riggsy flies out to number 7 for the third out. In the inning, though, they get another run on a couple hits. Or one hit and a one base on balls. After three complete, Indians lead it 4-0.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU 401 Apparel to get your order started today.
All right, welcome back to the old battlegrounds. Getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. It's going to be Stump, Porter, and Carter. These are the three guys that got things going here in the second inning. We'll see what happens here in the top of the fourth. Rexy starts this inning off with a ball high.
Garrett Stump, senior. Hit him.
I think that one might have been a free pass. I believe it did. Off the old elbow.
Didn't hit him very hard. I'd say he's happy with that one.
So the first free pass given up by Rexy, and that's going to be a hit batter.
Hit by pitch. Now batting number 8, Layden Porter. This guy's got some shoes. How about shoes on this dude?
Ooh. Mars some oranges.
Orange, yellow, and lime green. He's got her going.
Oh, he flew out.
It might be slippers.
You know.
I think they could be.
I think he's wearing his house slippers.
He might have his house slippers on.
It's not a good thing to wear on a night like tonight.
No, I don't think
takes that one for a strike. He's the guy that popped one up out to Reese Wendell, and Reese made that great catch.
Yeah. Little diving catch. He did.
First
get
time
robbed.
They got the leadoff man on. I'll take that back. Stumped the last time. Led the inning off with a double. This time he gets hit by the pitch. Comes in the dirt, going to get away from Rigsy, and that's going to be a free 90 out there for Stump.
Yeah, moving him up. All right. Get that
settle
hand
down,
dried
Rexy.
Off,
settle
Rexy.
Down.
Get that hand dried off.
Yeah, get your grip working.
Yep, got to work that ball a little bit. Those strikes, get your defense to help.
Yeah, worked the first three innings. It's going to keep working.
Oh, jammed
him, and he
great pitch
comes off the handles right there and fouled off the screen.
Couldn't get away from it.
That one's outside.
Even the count, 2-2. Nobody out. We need an out here.
Yeah, we got to get an out here. They got their leadoff man down to second base, just like he was in the second inning.
Yep, same thing.
Here comes the pitch. That one's going to hit him again.
Ah.
So Rexy, a little bit of control troubles.
I got a feeling we might be seeing Coach.
Back-to-back guys hit by a pitch, and here comes Coach Hank coming out to talk to his pitcher.
This might be a switcheroo here.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not sure who else he's got.
Well, maybe Troy.
Yeah, Troy could be good, or Alex, I guess. Got him at first and second. Nobody out. Indians lead by 4. 4-0.
I don't
nothing.
Think he's going to take him out yet, but
he might. Tell him to battle through it.
Trying to get him clean his feet. Maybe he's slipping a little bit.
Slipping around a little bit. Yeah, this is annoying for a pitcher.
You just can't stay dry that long.
Stuck in cleats, and it's tough. And
just can't stay dry that long.
Yep. Once it's wet, it's bad.
The umpire finally goes out and says,
cleaned up, ready to go?
Let's go.
Let's get this thing going.
It's raining on me all the time. You guys get to go in the dugout once in a while. All right, Rexy's going to stay in there.
Got a battle here, and he can do it.
He's got guys at first and second, nobody out. He plunked both of them.
He plunked them both, yep. Go get them.
This time he bunts a high one. Comes off the mound. Rex is looking over to first, and
second baseman got
pretty sure that Alex Yarkey was supposed to be covering first.
He sure was. He fell asleep. He went to the bag. Second base.
Alex goes to second. Garrett.
Now we're in a little bit of a situation.
Fowler comes in, and now we got bases loaded. That is a bunt single.
Yes, it is.
Carter's down at first, Porter's at second, and Stump's now at third. And oh. Troy Spencer comes to the plate. Spencer, one for one.
One for one. We got him in on the corners at first and third.
Jammed him, swinging a miss.
Second short up the middle, looking to play the double play. Yeah, we could just use an old K right here. Would be nice.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounded good.
Good pitch right there. Popped in
good
the old.
Pop. Good pop.
Riggsy's glove must have been a little outside. One ball, one strike.
Definitely looked like the right height.
Nice
there
pitch right there. Rexy gets back out in front. One ball, two strikes.
Take a little ground ball back to the mound.
To
the catcher, back to first. Double play.
That'd be huge.
That would be huge. Swing.
Hangs alive. Swings, gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen.
We could use a K here. Why don't you reach back and get a little extra this time, Rexy?
Smoke one past you.
Yeah, let's blow one right by him here.
Hasn't walked anybody yet.
No, but pretty good control tonight.
Hanging in there again.
It's firing. Battling. Troy Spencer. Junior from Waynesfield, Goshen, is battling his butt off up there.
Didn't we go up there and play baseball at Goshen? You and I went up there one year. It might have been tournament time. That
pop,
was pop sky high.
That's got to be.
Caden Greasy has got a belly on it, and he makes the play.
Nice play.
Foul territory, out number one.
Good job. I'm not sure foul. If it's foul, is that?
Well, if it's foul, can't be
can't
infield.
Can't be infield fly. Yeah. It was right on the line. He called it right away.
He did call infield fly?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
didn't
see
him put the sands up.
Yeah, but it looked like it drifted this way a little. We got a new pitcher.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here. It looks to me like Alex Garkey's going to come in.
Yes, he is.
Get loose and. Rexy's going to head to the dugout. So we'll take a quick break here, give Garks a little time to warm up. Indians lead 4-0, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll be back in a little bit.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, welcome back to the Battlegrounds. Alex Garkey loosened up now. He's going to be the pitcher for the Indians.
He's ready.
He comes in with bases loaded and one out, and he's going to face Keegan McKercher, the DH.
Put the fire out here, Alex. Come on, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens here, it looks like Sage Wendell goes to second. Rex just heads out to right field.
Yep.
And here we go.
Good pitch.
First pitch strike right there, coming right at the old knees. Perfect pitch.
I was telling Dave that last week on Thursday we played Versailles, and he was really on his game. Came in for three innings of relief, struck out seven.
That one just a little outside.
Just a little outside. Not bad. Hold on, Alex.
That pitch taking a little low. Yeah, I had no chance of this game being played tonight. And I thought, you know.
Didn't think either.
Guess we'll play on Wednesday night and then still get back on schedule for Friday.
Yeah.
There's a good pitch. Right there. Not much different than the last one.
Big guy's not bringing a bat off his shoulder too much here.
Two balls, two strikes.
Throws a strike here. He might get him. Throw one right by him here, Alex.
Batter calls time.
Calls time. Backs out. Got time to get two here, too. Ground ball.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the fastest of runners.
No, I think we can get her. We can turn one here.
I think the corners are definitely coming home. There's no doubt about that. Here comes the pitch.
Oh, my. That was a pretty good-looking pitch.
Tell you what.
Pretty tough to take. All right, Alex. He ain't swinging. You got to go get him.
You got to throw one right down the pipe. Here comes the 3-2. Swings at it.
He
fouls it over
off.
Towards the Tigers' dugout.
It's way behind it. Just barely got a piece
of
it there.
Barely just get a piece of that puppy.
Come on, Alex. Make him earn it.
Three, two offering again.
Outside.
Wow.
Lee.
Well.
That kid was not going to. He wasn't hitting.
He had no intentions, did he?
Nope. He was standing there looking.
So the first base on ball by the Fort Recovery pitching staff brings in their first run.
Now batting number four.
So two hits batters and a base on balls sandwiched by a bunt hit.
Ball high. Alex, take your time, brother.
Garrett Stump crosses the old plate. 4-1 ball game.
Looks like
Porter now to third, Carter to second, and McKercher's at first with the walk. So still one away. Bases are loaded. 4-1 ball game.
Wait a minute, little guy. There's a good pitch.
Steve Reich.
We throw two more of them, and I guarantee you he'll be sitting down. Come on, Alex.
Number 9 hole hitter.
There you go. That a boy on the outside corner.
Gets ahead, 1-2.
Yes, sir. One more right by him here.
Yeah, don't mess around here. Just... swing and a miss. Got him right there. Nice job, Alex.
Good pitch.
So Waitman goes down swinging. Out number 2. Strikeout number 6. And we roll back to the top to Jace Kaufman. This is the number 7 batter of the inning. And we've only given up one run. Man, if we can handle that.
Oh, boy. We'll get out of this. That'd be nice.
Quite something.
All around pinch runner, I'd
pinch
say.
Pinch runner, I'd say, yeah.
Second base, probably. Or first base.
One was sitting in the dugout.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to go ahead and run.
I got to run.
What, me?
A couple big boys on
yes,
the base pass.
Do. Yes, they do. Well, if you think about it, the base hit, the big guy coming off, that was at second. Maybe not a scored.
Yeah.
All right, so the leadoff man, Jace Kaufman, comes to the plate. He struck out swinging his both times.
Well, let's do it one more time.
Yeah, let's see if we can give him a three-peat.
The golden sombrero.
Pitch is taken low.
Got nowhere to put him, Alex. We got to go.
Lady Porter with the orange shoes down there in third.
Make him a hitter.
Pitch is low also. No place to put him out there, Garks. Two balls, no strikes.
Work here. Come on, Alex. Let's reach back Thor by him.
There's a strike on the outside edge.
That's a nice job by Riggsy there, I think. He might have moved her up just a little.
Riggsy might have put your frame down a little bit for him.
Did a nice job. One more now.
Here comes a 2-1. That one's in the dirt. Going to get away from Riggs. Pops out and play. Nobody can move.
Yeah, nobody got to move there. Threw her in the dirt. 3-1.
Three balls, one strike.
Come on, Alex.
Bases loaded. Two outs. Indians up 4-1. Leadoff man for the Tigers is the plate. Need a strike here, boys.
Well, we do. We do. Give them something to hit here.
Need a strike.
I'm the windup. Strike.
It's a strike
boy.
Right at the numbers.
Boys are looking. I'm not too sure they're taking two strikes. Alex trying to clean his feet. A little muddy on the old pitcher.
Yeah, I think
right
we're going to put some more.
Yeah, we might have to do a little work next inning.
Yeah, as soon as this inning is over. Everybody's going to be taking off. There goes the runner. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Here's a ground ball to Ducey. Ducey comes up, Ducey. Fires over to Fowler at first base, and
nice
we get
ball.
Out of that jam.
Woo, nice
How about
job.
That? Bases loaded, one out a couple times. If we get out of that mess, the Indians cling to a 4-1 lead. We got 3.5 in the books. He's got to get us some more runs right after this.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we can take care of all your healthcare needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Auntie Jones.
Aiden Judy.
Kenzie Gartke.
Tiffany Taft.
Sage Wendell.
Owen Heikamp.
Megan Evers.
Cole Shoemaker.
Drew Langkamp.
Connor Kaikala.
Abby Keller.
Wes Bechtel.
Jossie Lefevre.
Olivia Smith.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Sunday's the big day for our seniors. Going to graduate another class. But we're going to do some baseball now. Leading off for the Indians will be Rex Leverett. And then back to the top of the order.
Rex Leverett.
Rexy got on an error by the center fielder. He dropped it, and he ended up scoring. Made it hurt. All right, Rexy, be lead off here. Get on here. Take strike one, curveball. Right on the outside edge. Ground ball. Fouled at third. Couple strikes on Rex. Got a battle here. Bottom of the fourth. The Indians lead it 4-1. Got out of a bad jam last inning. Bases loaded, nobody out, and they only got one. Pretty good. Bounces it in there. One ball, two strikes. Winds in the pitch. Bounce another one in there. Full count. Swing and a miss. Got him. With the high heat. One away. Back to the top of the order. Troy Holman, 2-for-2 on the evening.
Now batting number 11.
Double and a single. First baseman going to move over a little bit this time. He's let him have a pretty good gap down there twice. Troy hit her hard. There's a bunt. That's going to be tough. Here's the play. Got him. Wow. Bang, bang. Boy, a great bunt by Troy. Just needed to get it out a little farther, but wet conditions kind of stopped it. But that was a bang, bang play by the pitcher. 1-3 for the second out of the inning. Alex Deuce comes to the plate for the Indians. Alex, 0-for-2, struck out looking, and a grounded out to the shortstop. Looking for his first hit here. Takes a little high. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Pop foul over the Waynesfield dugout into the parking lot. Evens the count at one ball, one strike, two away in the inning. Ball inside, just about hit him. Two balls and a strike. Oh, Steve Reich, too. Curveball just caught the outside edge. Alex thought it was a little low, but Umpire says nope. Swing and a miss. Quick inning. Indians, no runs. Nobody left on base after four complete. Fort Recovery, four. Waynesfield Goshen, one.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Do you have graduation or Memorial Day parties to prepare for? Just remember that Wayne IGA has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for a roaster full of their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecued pork. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day parties at Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, welcome back to the old battlegrounds
here
for recovery. We're getting ready for the top of the fifth inning, and Deucey or Alex Garkey out there on the mound. He's going to face 2-3-4, Jordan DeWitt and Stump.
A little outside.
Man, you had a quick inning. You didn't give me much time to go down and get the old diamond dog.
That was a quickie.
I'd choke it down.
Yeah.
Huge ground under the old awning down there.
Is there
Yeah, it's full down there.
I figured.
Perfect place to sit and watch the game tonight.
Especially when it's raining.
That one's up right there. Three balls and a strike now to Dalton Jordan. Last thing we want to do is give these guys a little glimmer of hope.
Way too close. Raz said, Dolphin St. John's got their game in. They won 8-3 over Continental. Thanks for the update.
Ball four.
That's ball four.
So we went through three-plus innings of no freebies, and then all of a sudden we've given up four in about the last five, six batters.
Number three, Landon DeWitt.
Tigers one run on one hit, one error, and the Indians four runs on four hits and one error. Big lead again. There's your boy.
I'm telling you.
Ooh, almost balked there.
Way too late on that swing right there.
Yeah. Alex throws the ball hard.
Yeah, he rears back.
He rears back and throws, got a big leg kick. He's throwing strike. He's hard to hit. There's a good pitch.
Another good pitch by Garks right there. Gets ahead, no balls, two strikes. Coach Hank's got to be like, Garks, just
throw strikes, buddy. They can't hit you.
Throw it? Yeah.
Boy, you got to get that kid when he's hopping out there.
Oh, man, I tell you. He takes that second hop. You turn and fire. There's no way he can get his feet back in place. Big happy birthday to Peggy Alec.
Hey, Peggy.
Peggy's got her birthday today. 32, I think she is.
29.
I think she's 32.
32.
0-2, quick fire over to Fowler at first base. And by golly, we made him dirty that time.
Got him dirty anyhow.
Happy about that. Troy out in center, Reese Wendell left field. Rex Leverett out in right. Here comes the pitch. He's going.
There he is.
Riggsy was going to fire that puppy before he had it.
Dang.
So,
yep.
Jordan down to second base.
Got by him there a little bit.
Yep. Yep. Riggsy was.
One ball and two
strikes. Coming up, ready to gun it.
I'll gun it.
Starks now comes home, and this one's popped up foul.
Wow. Throw one by him here, Alex. Come on, bud. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, nobody out here.
Nobody
top of the fifth inning. Tigers hanging around here.
Mm-hmm.
Making me a little
Making me a little nervous. But just keep playing good defense and make them earn it.
Here comes a 1-2. Pitches outside. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Screwing around. We got the tying run, basically.
On deck.
On deck.
Yep. Let's get it out here. Right here, Alex. Long look back.
Yeah, he was taking too much time. I figured he was going to call timeout, batter. Good move by the three-hole batter, Landon DeWitt.
Landon DeWitt, the pitcher.
Just can't keep the spikes clean.
No. Hard to get a good grip, good push
here
off.
Here comes a 2-2. That one's outside. Three balls, two strikes.
Yep, he's kind of all over the place.
Well, you know what? Maybe he just needs to forget about that runner at second.
Yep.
And focus on getting the out here.
He was 0-2 on him, and he's battled all the way to 3-2 now. Come on, Alex. You can do this.
Here comes the 3-2. That's swung on, and a ground ball over to Sage Wendell at second.
Good play.
Comes up, fires over to Garrett Fowler, out number
Nicely done.
Runner does move over to third.
Got the out there. That's what we needed.
Yes, exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
One down. And that's going to bring up Garrett Stump.
Garrett Stump, we got to get. Riggsy's going to have to be a wall again.
Yep, runner 90 feet away.
It's tough down there with that pitcher. Throwing that wet ball every time. Got a battle.
It'll take a little field work tonight, get all that dirt back.
Yeah, I think, too, they're going to have to do a little work on that.
Kind of pricey.
A lot of times they'll bring a towel or something out there and let them wipe their hands off.
That one's high. This one of them steady, heavy drizzles.
Yep, just been staying that way the whole game. And annoying.
2-0 now.
Two balls.
Stump is the cleanup hitter for the Tigers. Had
one
a double
out.
His first time up, and he got hit by a pitch by old Rexy last time he stepped
to
the plate. There is a weak ground ball down the third baseline. Foul.
Foul ball.
Yeah, you would think that after it hits the grass like that, maybe throw it back in the dugout and
bring
it
on in.
Yeah.
Give me a dry one.
Here comes the 2-1. It's low.
All low.
The old Tigers starting to get a little rowdy over there in their dugout.
Yeah, they're starting to get a little life. We don't like that. Starting to get fired up. How about a couple? Fastball's right by him, quiet him down.
Here comes the 3-1.
There,
a pitch sticking for a strike right at the belt.
One more of them babies.
Yeah, at some point, go back and
take a little air out of them right here.
Exactly, quiet him down a little bit. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Hey, with a ground ball, and that's going to be sucked
play.
Up by Caden Greasy.
Caden
turns
Greasy.
And looks at the runner at third, turns again, fires over to Garrett Fowler for out number two. Beautiful play.
Boy, that's textbook play there. Looked him back, made sure he wasn't going anywhere, fired over to first, plenty of time to get the second out of the inning.
That's about as good as you can play that ball right
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
All right, Layden Porter comes to the plate. Layden flew out to Reese Wendell in the second inning and then got hit by a pitch his last time up.
That's a good start.
Taking a strike right there.
Atta boy, Alex. A couple more strikes will just do fine.
Absolutely. They got their runner at third. We want to keep him right there. Indians have done a good job so far.
There he comes. Nope, no play.
Something seemed funny there.
That did look a little. I don't know if that was a cross-up of a pitch, maybe.
Something seemed funny there, but whatever the case was.
They got a run.
They get a run. So Dalton Jordan comes across the plate to make it a 4-2 ball game.
Yeah, it just almost looked like they were crossed up.
I thought
there.
It was like a check swing nipper. Like it maybe.
I think it just bounced at something.
I don't think it. I don't know what it hit.
I don't know, but all of a sudden it was at the back screen.
Yeah.
All right. Gosh, get back in here, Alex. That's all right.
All right.
Just got to get this out and get in here and hit.
Base is empty now. Pitch is outside. Two balls and a strike, two away here. Top of the fifth inning, Indians clinging to a two-run lead here, 4-2.
Yeah, it's getting a little tighter. Not what we want. We're going to get a big inning next inning now.
We need to get some scores, yeah.
Yep.
Indian girls canceled tonight due to rain. They were supposed to play at Lima someplace, Lima Bath. Yeah.
Lima Bath.
Swinging a miss right swinging there. 5:30. Tomorrow night, the game's going to start at 5:30 at Lima Bath. If everybody can make it up there and watch the old girls. Sectional champs this year, taking on the Coldwater Cavaliers.
Yep. Looked pretty good.
Oh, so there was an early game that was played there at Bath, and that got rained out, so there's ball four.
Crowd's getting fired up. We got to calm them down here. Come on, Alex.
Yep, supporter goes down with a base on balls.
Alex looks a little frustrated. He just got to wipe it off. Don't worry about it.
Third walk given up by the Indian pitchers tonight.
Now batting number 25, Jay Carter.
Yeah, we definitely need to get some something to dry off that mound here.
Dry grit or something out there, yeah. It's a mess.
Umpires at some point are going to get tired of them cleaning their feet between every pitch. All right,
here we go.
Jay Carter, your pitcher, or Jay Carter, your hitter. Garks on the mound, runner at first. That's a jam shot.
Look at
foul over the heads of the people down the right field line.
And yep.
Out in the old water retention area.
A little behind that one.
A little tardy on that swing.
Alex.
Very little breeze here tonight.
Nope, pretty dead.
Here comes the 0-1. That's outside.
All out.
One ball, one strike, two away here. Top of the fifth inning, taking forever. They got one run across the plate.
Come on, Alex. Throw some strikes now, bud.
Pretty big lead down
pretty
there at first base
lead.
Again. There he goes. A throw from Riggs.
Way off the bag.
Way over on the shortstop side of the bag, and the runner gets a 90-footer down there. So, Layden Porter now.
Oh, what happened there? Umpiring. Okay. But he's going back to first. We like that.
Look at Riggs. Riggs is like, happy?
First of all,
well, it's too late because I already put the mark over to second in the book, so we got to keep him at second.
We don't want him to get second. How about a strikeout right here? We'll just erase it.
We got to call timeout.
We'll scratch her out of there. Get old 25 struck out right here.
Yeah, absolutely. One ball, two strikes, two away. Take care of him yourself, Alex.
Jay Carter, big senior.
That pitch is high.
Waynesfield.
Everything's wet. Gloves wet. Ball's wet. Oh, mound's wet.
This is frustrating.
One thing about it, their pitcher's been sitting in there forever.
Yeah, he should be tightening it up a little bit.
That one's in the dirt.
We got a battle. Full count.
Three balls, two strikes. Runner's going to be going here. Dude, you don't have to get a very big lead because you're going to be taking off on the pitch anyway.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Tigers getting really rowdy over there in their dugout.
They feel like they can win this thing. They're
now they're
up.
Starting to get
4-2.
Some confidence. Indian defense been out there forever.
You got to quiet them down right here.
Here comes the 3-2.
Fast ball on the knees. He did. Yes, sir.
Nice job, Alex. All right, that takes care of business there, but they do pick up a run. They cut the lead in half. They're dead. Now it's 4-2 Indians. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. We need some runs.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2024 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Evan Keller.
Brett Lauber.
Callie Wendell.
Troy Holman. Reese Guggenbiller.
Mara Pearson.
Trevor Heitkamp.
Natalie Brunswick.
Owen Kanapke.
Greg Stobie.
Carson Gruby.
Libby Schlarman.
Axel Arat.
Jose Martinez.
Congratulations again to these and all the graduates of the class of 2024, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Bobby's back. All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Fee and I are going to switch things up. I'm booning, kicking him out of his...
Give me some runs here.
Yep. He's been struggling. I'm going to get us some runs.
Yep.
And we're going to go Caden Homan, Alex Garkey, and Reese Wendell. They're going to do it for me.
Our partner Caden in crime made her back, Bobby.
Bobby out there on the hill.
Bobby just gave me the old Troy Homan's warming up in the bullpen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Alex doesn't have everything tonight, but
no,
can't blame it on crappy weather.
Tough conditions. This little guy, though, he's rocking and firing.
He's whirling. He's got a fresh mound out there, all dried up.
He's going fast.
He wants to get the boys back in there to
come on, Caden.
Get the bats out again. 3-1 pitch coming to Caden. Curveball frozen.
Curveball frozen.
Jumped him back, and then it cut across the plate for strike two.
Curveball. Put the old chicken wing out there and let it happen.
There is a ground ball high chopper going to go foul.
Caden flying down the line.
He was. All the way out to the wooden fence before he got slowed down. He's a dragster.
Had to put the parachute out, slow him down on that one. All right, Caden, give me a base hit here.
Caden finally back to the old batter's box, getting ready to step in there for the old 3-2 pitch. Nobody 3-2. Out.
3-2. We need a lead.
Bottom of five. Indians clinging to a two-run lead.
Get on. We will score.
Ooh, hanging in there. Gets a piece of it.
Battle.
Pretty impressive pitch. Kid threw a 3-1 pitch in their curveball. Locked him up.
He likes that curveball, no doubt about it. Caden taking his time getting in.
3-2 again. Fastball that time. That's going to be just outside.
Good eye by Caden. Might have a runner here, I bet.
Might get a pinch runner.
Pinch runner. There comes Coach.
Caden draws a walk. That's going to be the third walk given up by the Tigers. And looks like receiver's going to come in and do some running for Caden.
I like it.
That is receiver's coming in to do some pinch running. Raz?
We like that. Yep, Troy's ready to go, warmed up.
Running for Caden Holman, number 25, Reese Evers.
Well, you got to wonder if potentially, I mean, Garks may go back out there and start this inning, or he may want Troy to pitch and save Garks maybe for the next game if we get that far.
If we get that far, yeah.
Now batting number
43. Never know.
Got to win the game at hand first.
Yep, get this one done first.
All right, Alex Grecki steps in there. Swings it to first pitch and hits it 400 miles in the air. First baseman coming over to make the play, and he puts it in the bread basket.
I say Waynesfield's been pretty good with the gloves.
Yeah, they have.
They got a couple. I got one error, I think, but they made some nice plays. Come on,
well, in the air that they had was actually the one that the catcher threw out in left field.
Yeah.
We marked down
that
for an error.
Yeah.
Evers taking off from first. Here comes the throw to second. Pretty good throw.
Safe. Ball
shortstop.
Rolls out.
Shortstop mishandles the ball. So
ball popped out.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
So Reese Evers now down at second base in scoring position. And Reese Wendell with a chance to drive him in.
Let's get him in here,
Reese. It's time to put some runs on the board here,
Pete. It sure is. We're due.
Swing and a miss.
Took a rip at her.
Yes, he did. One ball, one strike, one away.
Oh.
Sitting on that curveball. Just missed it.
He just missed it. Got her just a smidge. Drive one back here. Up the middle here. Find you a gap somewhere, Reese.
Get on base. Caden Greasy up next.
There's
a rocket down the third baseline. That's a base hit. Here comes receivers rounding third. He's heading for home.
Should
looks to me like it's going to be a stand-up double, a run-scoring stand-up double. So Reese Evers comes around to score.
Nicely
and Reese Wendell ends up at second base with a double.
Nicely done there. Good piece of hitting there by the sophomore.
Absolutely.
Come on, Caden.
Trade
places.
Five runs now.
Keep trading places.
And now Greasy steps in. Greasy 0 for 1, flew out to the right field and then walked his last time up.
Ooh.
Man, takes a curveball a little high right there.
Bending back a little bit. Looked a little high, but.
Yeah, it did look a little high, but. Called a strike.
Mm-hmm.
No balls, one strike. One away here. Indians with one across the plate.
There's two.
There's a nice pitch right there, right across the heart of the plate. Greasy finds himself in a hole. No balls, two strikes.
Got a battle now, Caden. Come on, man. Line drive somewhere.
Good pitch taken outside.
Tried to get him to bite on that one, but he wouldn't. Could
that
be
one
trouble.
Just popped up. First baseman going back, and he just makes the play. Now he slips
now
and falls.
Go. Good job.
So nice job by Reese Wendell.
The big fella fell down there.
Yeah, he was going to try to throw it back in, and he slips and falls, and Reese Wendell takes advantage, and he heads over to third. So.
Absolutely.
Greasy with a pop-up to the first baseman. Moves a runner.
Never know when you get a pass ball or get in there somehow.
Absolutely.
Come on, Gavin. Use another run here. Ooh, about hit him. I think Gavin said it hit me. Umpire says, get in there.
Let's go.
Well, where it was at didn't hit him too hard.
No.
There's a strike. One ball, one strike.
All right, there you go. Come on, Gavin, drive one in here.
Yeah, base hit right here would be big. Strike two.
Took one on the outside corner, didn't like it.
I'll give Landon DeWitt credit. He's out there firing, baby.
Boy, he is.
Steve Reich, three with the curveball. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Fowler goes down looking.
Frame jobs there by the catcher.
Indians get one back. They got a three-run lead now. 5-2. We'll go to the bottom of the
top of
the sixth inning. If he's going to shut them down.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Troy Holman is going to be the new pitcher for the Indians. Try to close this thing out last couple of innings. Come in there and shut them down, Troy. That's what we like to see.
We have not thrown a... When we're throwing the ball down to second...
bounce out every time.
We have not hit the... Yep, everyone's
come close to it. Might as well not throw it. Just keep it there.
I mean, we're not really showing them anything.
No.
Spencer.
It's kind of funny, actually.
Indians lead it 5-2. Five runs on five hits. Tigers got two runs on one hit.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Troy Spencer's leading off here for the Tigers. There's a strike. Inside corner, one ball, one strike.
Therese Wendell moves out to center field. Sage Wendell moves over to left field.
Left field, yep. Alex goes back to second.
Alex goes back to second.
Troy with a little wrinkle. Gavin can't get
through. Right off the umbrella.
Off the umbrella.
Tremendous deflection. Knocked all the water. It's 4 pounds lighter right now.
She says, man, that was nice. Except the guy beside her got drenched.
Yeah.
He ain't happy.
Her husband's in a coma.
Oh, and Troy set him down here. He did. Strike looking. That a boy. That's a K looking.
That's a good pitch.
That was a good pitch.
That was looking for a
Keegan
ball.
McKercher, your hitter.
I'm going to throw you the heater.
Through the heater, and he just throws him. All right. Kercher got on with base on balls his last time, huh? Come on, Troy, baby. Keep it going. Ball a little high. A lot of mud out there today. There's a swing and a miss. Evens the count of 1-1.
This guy up here, you know, last last time he was up, you said, man, he's not looking to swing.
No.
Didn't even hardly step. He just...
No, he just kind of swings with his arm. Strike two. On the knees, outside corner. Tough pitch to hit. Keep her right there, Troy.
Yeah, that's almost impossible to
yep.
get your bat on that. Especially if he puts that front leg out.
Yeah. It's hard to reach out there to get that one. They've been taught to back out, back out, back out, because they're doing it a lot.
Yes, they have. Well, as soon as the pitcher takes a little bit of time, they're calling time. And
oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Ooh, curveball!
Uncle Charlie.
Another KL. Second out of the inning. That brings Reed Waitman to the plate. Number nine hitter. Couple of strikes there. Might as well put him in. Strikeouts.
Now batting number four, Reed Waitman.
Troy coming in. Looking good so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Two up, two down. Two K.
Both of them
looking.
Both of them looking. Popped up foul. Out of play. Strike one. That's the way to get ahead. Troy having a pretty good night. Not
couple
too
hits.
Sure he should be three for three. The,
that the was
bang,
close.
Bang play. Swing and a miss. No balls. Two strikes, two outs in the inning. Troy trying to make it a 1-2-3.
That'd be big.
Let's get up here and hit. Set him down here. Likes the call, likes the pitch. Here it comes. Oh, he wanted to pull the trigger on that one. Umpire was about halfway up, but this didn't quite do it.
Just a
good
little
pitch.
Low.
One ball, two strikes.
Now maybe you go right at his neck height.
Yep, he'll chase that, baby. Here's a pitch. Struck him out looking. Three strikeouts.
Pretty impressive inning
that
right there by Troy Homan.
Impressive by Troy Homan. No runs, no hits. Three men struck out after five and a half. Innings lead at 5-2.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Hopefully the Indians last at bat.
Yes.
And it's going to be Riggs Toby, Rex Leverett, and we roll back to the top to Troy Homan. First pitch into Tobes is going to be a little high, ball one. Pitch is down low, ball two.
Bounce that one in there. Umbrellas just haven't been put away yet.
No, just a steady dang drizzle.
Steady old drizzle. But we're going to get her in, I think.
Oh, we're planning now.
Yeah.
There's a strike on the outside edge. Good pitch right there. Two balls, one strike. Bobby the Greek out there on the hill. He called a 7-2 Indian victory.
Yeah.
There is a hard hit ball to the shortstop. Backhands it, turns a lot of row.
Oh,
great
play.
Oh,
great play by the first base.
Wow. Great backhand out there by the shortstop. I think that is that Stump boy.
Yeah, that was a great
throw. Garrett Stump, and then he turns and fires a one-hopper over to the big fella at first.
Big fella dug it out.
Scoops her.
Yes, sir. Big-time play for the Tigers.
Nice play.
All right, Rexy, get it started. Well, I thought that was it.
I did, too. All right, that brings up our starting pitcher of the game, Rex Leverett. Rexy looks at the first pitch, strike at the knees.
At the knees. Reds are Arizona tonight?
Yeah, they.
Jesus.
That's a dome, so they're not going to get rained out.
They can't get rained out.
Yeah. Playing in
they
the
need
desert.
A rain out right now.
No doubt. Nice fastball right there. One ball, two strikes. To Rex Leverett, Troy Homan on deck. And he struck him out looking.
Boy, he just.
He's throwing hard as hard now as he was to start this
yeah,
ball game.
Throwing strikes around the corners. Now batting number. All right, Troy. Help yourself here, buddy.
All right, we roll back to the top. Troy Homan, he is 2-for-3. Led the game off with a base hit. Come around to score the game's first run.
Yes, he did.
He hit a single in the second, and this one he hits hit pretty hard. That's heading out towards right center. Right center fielder coming. Center fielder chased that baby down.
Woo.
Holy cow.
Troy hit that one good. Right on
I
the
can't
bottom.
Believe it hung up there that
yeah,
high.
Yeah, just hung there for him. So
three up, three down. The Indians need three outs, and we're going to move on to the sectional final game. We'll be right back.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
At Boone's Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds, hopefully for the last half inning. Indians lead it 5-2, top of 7. First hitter will be Jace Kaufman. He's 0-for-3 on the night.
Tell you what, you got to give DeWitt hats off to that young man. Pitched a
great game.
Yeah,
you know?
He did.
He kept his team in it. Big Troy had a nice sixth inning. Hopefully he comes out 7 and does the same.
A brand new ball too to start that inning. Look at that.
They're right in the dirt.
They're right in the dirt. Brands, but I can't get a wider
so
ball.
Much, yep, so much for that. All right, Big Troy. Ball high. 2-0.
Threw in the dirt. Riggs looked back at him like,
"You kidding me,
dude?
I finally got a clean ball for you, a dry one, and you throw it in dirt."
Stole a brand new ball.
Oh. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Two balls and a strike. On Jace Kaufman. Dalton Jordan on deck. Wayne's field. Ground ball up the middle, a base hit.
Base knocker.
Lead off single. For Jace Kaufman. Wayne's field ain't dead yet. Dalton Jordan comes to the plate.
Looks to me, Fee, like we would play on play Thursday at Crestview.
Thursday?
Yeah.
I thought it was Friday.
I was just looking at it. I think
could be.
If I can read Spencey's unbelievable.
Chicken scratches?
Yeah, that. Yeah. I'd never seen a man that talented.
Ball
that
inside.
Cannot write.
Can't write a lick.
I mean, he went to college. He told me all about his college down in Kentucky. One thing they didn't teach him.
Got
how
no
to use a pencil.
Got no penmanship.
Dude, you
got
to learn to write.
Swing and a miss. Evens account at 1-1.
Either says Thursday or turkey.
Could be Thanksgiving.
Turkey. Could be.
Big lead down at first. Jace Kaufman.
Ooh.
Swing and a miss. You had him fooled on
yes,
that one.
Yes, he did. He was.
One ball, two strikes. Dalton. Dalton is 0 for 2 and a walk.
Raz, do we play Thursday night if we win?
It is Thursday night.
Jill says Thursday
night.
That's
what Jill's saying.
So
I believe her.
It does say Thursday, not turkey. Best thing that can happen, the boss comes up and fire both of us.
Yep. We'll be out. Out quick. Dalton Jordan. He's your hitter.
We'd take it like it like men.
Yes, we would. Here's the pitch. Got him. Strike
swing
out.
On him.
Swinging. That a boy. That's the first out of the inning.
Bat was pointing out in the outfield before the ball got to the plate.
Here's the pitcher. Landon DeWitt.
Number three, Landon DeWitt.
Well,
Landon's 0 for 3.
This kid deserves a hit.
He's pitched a pretty darn good game.
You betcha.
Throw over to first. I can't really imagine why you'd get a huge lead when you're down three runs, but never know. He's getting a big one.
Wouldn't necessarily be my
best
thinking.
No, that run means zero.
Tying around on deck and you get thrown out at first on a pickoff play.
That would be really bad.
Coach might put you on top of the bus on the way home.
Could be a long ride, or you might be jogging beside the bus. Ground ball, shortstop.
Let's roll two,
Ducey
boys.
Rolls it over to Alex. He got the lead runner. That's the main thing. So,
I think Garks could get a good handle on that ball.
Yeah,
that'd
been tough to do.
That was a six. 6-4 minus the 3.
4.
Now that is number 5, Garrett Stump.
And that puts DeWitt on first. Garrett Stump's your hitter. Garrett was hit by a pitch. He had a double and grounded out to the third baseman.
One out away here from moving
one
on
away
to the sectional
from
finals.
Heading to the sectional finals. Strike one. Troy have been good so far.
You know what would be nice? If our buddy Bob would come over down here on this side, pick me up and take me home
take
in his
home?
Covered golf cart.
There you go.
You know he's listening.
Oh, yeah. Time called. Garrett Stump. Hit by pitch, doubled and grounded out. Strike.
Troy
throwing good pitches right now. He's up 0-2.
They're down to their last strike.
Troy sent them down and let's go play Crestview.
They're not quite as chirpy as they were here
about
a couple innings ago.
That's striking out the side last inning. Might have hurt him a little bit. Strike
oh,
foul.
Man. That was as close
just
to a K as you
got
can
that
get.
One, yeah.
Man, oh, man. Man, there's a lot of mud behind the pitcher's mound back there. The boys cleaned out the old feet.
Sit him down here, Troy. Oop, that's going to be a base hit into right field. I don't throw that.
Yeah, don't you dare throw
good
that
idea.
Ball.
Good idea. That's a base hit.
Actually, nice job getting over there, cutting it off and
Garrett
turning
Stump.
And firing, but
That puts them on first and third. And the tying run comes to the plate. And Layden Porter.
We're in that group of kids that has caused some damage, ain't they?
Layden has been hit by a pitch. And a base on a ball.
Number 8, Layden Porter.
Ball high. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Indians lead it 5-2. Waynesfield Goshen got a little mini rally going. Runners at first and third. Pitch, swing and a miss. Threw it right by him. Evens the count 1-1.
Game of baseball. It ain't over till it's over, boys.
It ain't over. That's right. Never know. Strike foul.
Oh, man.
Just got a piece of it. One ball, two strikes. On Porter.
Joel Riggs, he's pretty happy. He's got the old cupperoo in there.
Oh, yeah.
Umpire taps him on the run. Thank you, buddy.
Bangers here and there. Jay Carter on deck. Wanting to get a bat. Well, hopefully.
He doesn't.
He's going home. Ground ball. This could do her. Shorts to the second baseman. Up. Throws this first.
Got him.
That is the ball game. Indians win it 5-2. They'll be heading over to Crestview to try to win them a sectional title. We'll be right back to talk about this game.
Hello. This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Tomorrow, 5:30. We're back here at the Battlegrounds. Indians with a big win over the Waynesfield Goshen Tigers. Well, yeah, you know, I was kind of impressed with the Tigers. Their pitcher came out, threw a lot of pitches, terrible conditions on the mound, and it didn't bother him a bit.
That young man, I tell you what, Landon DeWitt, we'd put him on. He could wear purple and white anytime he wants. He's a gamer, and hats off to that young man. And
yes, sir.
But for the Indians, we come away here tonight with a 5-2 victory, Fee. And
yes, sir.
Five runs on five hits. That's not exactly how you'd want to draw it
killing
up.
Killing the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we had an opportunity to score a couple of more in there. Could have maybe, but didn't happen. And we only struck out six times. And that was later in the game. You know, that kid seemed to get
better.
Kid
actually
control.
Got better.
Yeah, he got better.
He actually got a little heat faster and better.
Because we hit the crap out of him the first three innings and just really didn't have a lot to show for it. We got a couple of runs.
Yeah.
He only walked us three times. We stranded five, you know. So he did a great job.
He pitched a good game.
We had one error, I think. And for the Tigers, they had two runs on four hits. We struck them out 11 times, V. That's the name of the game. Yeah, that's taking the bat out of their hands. We only walked them three times. And, again, that was late in the game when Garks came in and got a little trouble there and bloated the bases. And he hit a couple of guys.
Yeah.
Remember, he hit a couple of guys. They stranded seven. So they had some guys on, had some opportunities.
Yeah.
Indians shut them down. We had some great defensive play
by
Caden Greasy out here at third. And a nice diving catch out there in left field by Reese Wendell.
Reese Wendell with a great play.
You know, our defense, that should always be there, you know?
Yeah, like should be there every game.
You and Jerry always said, you know, maybe their bats ain't going to be there every game, but my God, our mentality and our defense should always be there. And tonight I thought our defense played pretty well.
They did. They did. They held them where they had. And, you know, they started getting fired up there in about the fifth inning, and Troy came in and was a shot in the arm. I mean, he came in, he was the old Troy pitching.
That
I mean,
inning right there where he struck them all out looking.
Struck them all out looking. Froze every one of them.
Froze every one of them and went banga banga bonga.
I think they knew they were in for a tough battle.
Yeah, now we got to score against this guy. They got a couple hits in the seventh. Tried to hang in there. Got the tying run to the plate, but the Indians shut them down, and they come away with a victory.
Away with the W.
Tomorrow night, the girls will play at Lima Bath.
Lima Bath,
right?
Again,
Spencer
5:30?
Says, and there's a couple of innings from the prior game that needs to be played, and then the Indians will start. So roughly around 5:30, and then the Indian boys will play on Thursday night at 5 o'clock at Crestview.
At Crestview.
So I'm going to try to take off work. I haven't done that really all year.
I ain't either. I might do it too.
Maybe take an hour off and try to go down there, or up there, I should say, and make a road trip out of it and see if we can't come away with a sectional victory.
Get us a sectional.
Girls will be on WPTW 100.9.
Spencer says tomorrow night, if you can't make it to the game, Radio Rob will have it on
Radio Rob will have you.
And I listened to him the last time and when we played Wayne Trace. And I listened to Radio Rob. And we had a great game, girls.
Yep.
It was down 2-0. Next thing you know, we win that ball game 10-2. And win the sectionals and move on. So congratulations to Coach Shane and the girls.
Coach Shane, great job.
Awesome.
Keep it up.
I hope they can get one more.
Yeah.
Well, for Fee and I, we're going to close things out here at the old battlegrounds tonight. The Indians win 5-2. We move on to Thursday night at Crestview. Get in the old buggies and hammer down. We'll meet you there.
All right.
So long.
See you then.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.